RSN 927's Talking Horses with Joe McKinnon.
Great to have Joe as part of the show this morning, looking back on Super Saturday at Flemington, and what a great day's racing it was at Randwick yesterday, the Randwick Guineas track records being smashed, and a good day for Zoustar with the win in the new market of Zootori, Joe. So plenty to talk about, and Widden Stud's relocation to Victoria, or taking presence in Victoria with taking over the property previously run by Sun Stud's been a very busy time for, I suppose, Widden Stud, and good to see Zootori win the new market yesterday, Joe.
Yes, good morning, Warren. A great day. Super Saturday always is at Flemington, and of course the Group 1 Randwick Guineas meeting at Randwick in Sydney, a million-dollar race. But it was what could easily be dubbed a diamond day for Zoustar, the stallion that stands at Widden Stud in the Hunter Valley yesterday. He produced a Group 1 Quinella in the VRC Newmarket with Zootori and Indian Pacific fighting out the finish there. And he also had two new Group 2 winning two-year-olds in Glistening and Lightsaber, and just missed winning the Group 1 Canterbury Stakes as well. So an extraordinary day for one of Australia's leading stallions, who stands at Widden. And Widden Stud's Anthony Thompson is our special guest on the program this morning. Good morning, Anthony. How are you?
Yeah, great, Joe. Good morning, Warren.
Well, you've been in this game all your life and some. The day for Zoustar that it was, how would you have described that?
Yeah, it was a very special day. Diamond Day, I think, is an apt description for sure. It probably very close to the day we had at Flemington, Derby Day, where he sired the Coolmore Stud Stakes trifecta. It was also a fantastic day for him, and really sort of as a young stallion with his first crop. He himself, having won the Coolmore, his sire, Northern Media, won the Coolmore, his grandsire in Costa Largo won the same race. So when he trifected the Coolmore, we did get very excited, and it was a very special day, and certainly yesterday felt very similar.
Mm. And not just to win the race, but to quinella it as well was some achievement with two very, very good horses.
Yeah, no, Zootori's certainly been, you know, a Group 1 horse, albeit unlucky for a long time. He nearly won the Oakley Plate running second. He'd won three Group 2s, and he'd run very well in the Newmarket last year. So, we sort of always believed his day would come, and it was fantastic to see him do it yesterday. Indian Pacific's come across from Perth with Neville Parnham. He's been a very good horse over there, and, been a horse that's sort of shot through the ranks this year. And he, you know, represented himself really well. And, of course, to round it out, star witness as Amish Boy ran third in the Newmarket, giving the Widden Sires a trifecta. So there was plenty of cheering in the Newmarket. It was just a fabulous day all round for our stallions. Of course, Zoustar topped it off, but star witness had a good day with it. Albeit frustrating with a couple of good place gettings, and of course Nakoni, who's coming to Victoria as well with Star Witness. Nature Strip represented him very well again too, just narrowly being beaten. But so really exciting day for the boys all round.
Mm. We'll touch on the Victorian move shortly, but continuing the theme of Zoustar, Anthony, he produced a couple of very good two-year-olds in Sydney yesterday as well. We'll talk about the first of those. The Golden Slipper is always an exciting build-up, but the doors keep opening as far as opportunities go for young horses leading into this year's edition. They're continuing to burst onto the scene, and that was the case yesterday with Richard and Michael Friedman's filly Glistening, her daughter of Zoustar out of the Chevalgmere Betog.
Yeah, she was a filly we sold at the Magic Millions for $260,000 to James Harrand, his filly's partnership, and the Friedman brothers, of course, Michael, has sort of really got a great record, particularly the two-year-old fillies in that partnership. Richard probably focuses a lot on the older horses and gets a lot out of them, and Michael sort of really... takes care of the babies and brings them through, and we're seeing the success they're having, the Friedman brothers. That was great for James and his syndicate. She was a very good quality type yearling. She made 260,000. I'd say she has a fast pedigree, albeit not a fantastic pedigree, but she was a lovely accent, really sweet sort of yearling. And James really found her as on type and put her into his fillies partnership. So there's some you know, good racing people and breeders in that group. Everyone from Sejinho to Fleming, Paul Fleming, Kennedy Racing and Breeding, Wolf Mueller. So a lot of keen racing and breeding people have teamed up in the filly syndicate. So they'll be very excited about heading to the Golden Slipper with that lovely Zoo Star filly who's just lightly raced and you know, now a valuable Group 2 winner and with a big future.
Yeah, and he produced another Group 2 two-year-old winner in Melbourne yesterday. The colt Light Saber, trained by Peter Moody, looks really exciting as well.
Yeah, he's a bit of a colt hero. If you've seen seen him on the track or in the yard, that's a fantastic white tail and great name to go with it. And, yeah, he's a horse that just keeps winning. A really nice free-running type. Peter Moody's got him in great order, and he just keeps on stepping up. He was very good again yesterday. The Science Produce has been a really nice race at Flemington for a long time, and Peter Moody sort of targeted for early days with this horse, and it was a great training effort. So, yeah, we love watching him run, and that tail is pretty quirky. So I think he's a horse that may even come to the Slipper. I don't know what Peter Moody said today, but he mentioned that yesterday, that the Melbourne form's certainly stacking up, and that may be an option. So we'll wait and see what Peter does with him. But, yeah, out of a Dream Ahead mare, he was, I think, bred by Emirates Park, and he's a really nice horse with a good future and a good colt following.
Zoo Star, really one of the big heroes of the day yesterday as far as stallions go. How's his life going as he shuttles between here and the UK, of course, covering mares at Tween Hills?
Yeah, I'd say he's going very well. He's got a remarkable temperament, Joe. Anyone who's been around him, and certainly with Chris Waller's stable, would know it, that he's a, if ever you're going to shuttle a stallion, he's probably the ideal type horse. He's just a really laid-back customer. He's a very happy sort of horse. And, yeah, he's got great libido and fertility. So for him, you know, he can cover a good book here and still go to Europe and enjoy the shuttle without an issue. I'd say we've been conservative on the shuttling. You know, he's gone up there with limited books. We try to limit him to a book of around the 125 in Europe. So he's not working too hard, but certainly gives him enough opportunity. He has covered, you know, I think his first year he covered a book of around 140, 145, just because of the popularity and the way he was doing it. David said he's not that busy and there's nice mares to go to him. His foals have sold very well, so his first crop have just turned yearling, so they'll go to the yearling sale up there later this year. But no, his foals were very well received. He's had three full books, or he's covering his third full book up there. And, yeah, speaking to David Redvers last night, they're really pleased with the way he's going and how the European breeders have really supported him and understood him, and certainly the way the foals have sold. They're looking forward to sort of presenting a really good crop of yearlings by him as well.
He really stamps them, doesn't he, Anthony? Not only with very good ability generally as racehorses, but on type as well with those beautiful chiselled heads that he seems to constantly produce.
He does get a lovely sale yearling. I mean, from a breeder's point of view, when you're looking to a stallion, you want the stallion that will give you the best chance of breeding the best racehorse and that suits your mare mating-wise, and that's certainly, he's an easy horse to mate to on that front. He's a stallion that's had a lot of success when you've duplicated Dane Hill, which is not always the case. The second thing you probably look for is a stallion that will get you a good type, and if you're breeding commercially, a sales yearling, and he's very, very good at that, as you say. Very popular sales, lovely heads on them, big action. Everyone at the sales loves the way they move. He puts, you know, plenty of muscle on the bone and gives you real quality yearling, and even gets you those quirky little tipped ears, or little devil ears, which is quite a thing through northern media and Zoostar through that sire line. So you can pick them in the paddock. And the third thing probably breeders will look for is a stallion that's very fertile and you're going to get the mare in foal, and he does that as well. So a very popular horse with the breeders, and you know, very easy to mate to. And you know, I think that's when you talk to the breeders, that's why they just love him. He's one of those stallions that ticks those boxes from the commercial point of view, and he's getting the success.
Yeah. His fee history, Anthony, he first went to stud at $44,000, but his fee in 2020, $121,000. You would expect, particularly off the back of days like yesterday, that will inevitably go up heading into next season. In general, though, I mean, there's much discussion off the back of such successful yearling sales so far here in Australia and New Zealand, that fees will obviously be revisited and go up. They were lowered yesterday, last year, due to the economic situation enforced by COVID. But what, from your point of view, not only as, you know, the head of Witten Stud, but also from an Oz horse TBA perspective, are you envisaging will happen coming into the stallion fees being set for this season?
Yeah, I guess it's an interesting one. The stallions were dropped last year. We dropped all our fees, sort of 20%, and Zoostar's fee dropped last year on the basis that we thought we're heading into very tough economic times, and the uncertainty in the industry, we were quite cautious, and I think the breeders doing their matings were looking to be cautious, not knowing what was coming. It's really surprised everyone across the board. I wouldn't think there'd be an agent, a sales company, or a breeder who thought we would be sitting here after the sales, or you know, after a lot of the major sales, with the, you know, market holding up as much as it has. So yeah, we're all very, very pleased with the way things are going and how strong the market is. And whilst we have so many great announcements around prize money and increases and good things in racing, and the economy is holding up so well, we sort of do get the feeling that we've sailed through those troubled waters. So I imagine across the board there will be pressure on service fees, as there are with pressure on yearling prices and broodmare prices and everything else. I know certainly the value of stallions has, you know, not taken any decline, if anything, probably increased. So in the economic industry we're in, it's a very free market. There's supply and demand, and the demand for the better stallions is going to be very high. Supply with these stands is limited, so you can only see the price going one way, really.
It is quite extraordinary how the yearling sales have performed. Did it surprise you personally much, or I think what were you going into the season expecting?
Yeah, no, we were heading towards the Magic Millions, very apprehensive. We had a really nice lot of horses. The interest had been good, but we just weren't sure without the international buyers there. And with, you know, as I said, a bit of the uncertainty around, we had devalued some of our horses in our budgets, or all of them across the board, just thinking that, you know, when we'd done the budgets, you know, back sort of 8 months before, that the market wouldn't be as strong as we predicted, but it really exceeded our expectations. And I think everyone was a bit surprised at just the depth of the market and how strong it was.
So looking ahead then to the upcoming Easter sales for Inglis, you would expect they will perform very well. And going back to Zoostar, he has a large number of yearlings in that sale.
Yeah, he's very well represented. This crop of yearlings sort of bred off him being champion first season sire. So it was his first more quality book of mares, I guess, was a proven sire. And we've got some lovely Zoostars to sell at Easter, and good numbers there. with most of the major vendors having Zoustars in their draft. So, yeah, a lot to look forward to at Easter with Zoustar and many of the other stands as well.
Mm. Well, Anthony, thanks for joining us this morning on the program. Congratulations on the continued success of Zoustar. And just in wrapping up, the big move announced in recent weeks that you'll be branching out into Victoria with the Widden Stud brand taking over Sun Stud there, the old Eliza Park. An exciting move for you and a huge shot in the arm for the Victorian breeding industry.
Thank you, Joe. Yeah, I think there's great opportunities. Hopefully people see the Widden brand as a good brand and successful. Certainly a lot of our clients, we have existing clients, are Victorian-based, and they've been great supporters. So for us to become more involved in the Victorian industry, I think we can replicate what we do at Widden. And you know, we are, I'd say, good at farming and breeding horses and standing stallions, so we're looking to do all those things, as well as in the Widden Valley, down at Romsey, at that old Eliza Park or Sun Stud, and yeah, bringing with us two of our best stallions in the Coney and Star Witness. I think we're perfect for the Victorian industry, obviously, both being successful down there as racehorses at the highest level, and also successful producing Group 1 winners in Victoria as well. So those two stallions, I'm sure the response has been fantastic last week at the Premier Sale, with many of the breeders looking forward to using them, and the other Sun stallions, which will be standing under the Widden banner. And we'll look to expand our brand into Victoria with some further new stallions and other things happening in the future. But we do have plenty of work in front of us, but it's a challenge we're really looking forward to.
And no doubt your spirits were buoyed with what was a very high-performing English Melbourne Premier Yearling Sale that concluded this week.
Yes, I mean, the Victorian industry is going from strength to strength. It's certainly been a fabulous leader in the racing industry, and there's so many good things happening down there, and the breeding part and certainly the sales in Victoria have real momentum as well. So hopefully we can jump on board and be a part of that snowball of the Victorian breeding industry, and really add to the Victorian industry down there, and look forward to working with the Victorian breeders and the race clubs and those type of things as we expand our brand.
Anthony, when will the official handover of the property take place and those two stallions in particular be relocated to Victoria?
We take over at the end of the month, so not long now, and we'll look to bring them down fairly soon. So we'd like to have them there to you know, be settled in and for the breeders to come and look at them. And, you know, that's going to be their new home now, so we want to make sure that they make that transition and they're happy and ready to go before the season kicks off.
And there have been some long-standing key staff integral in the success of what was Sun Stud for many years. Will some of them transfer across to your employ?
All of the Sun staff have been made redundant as Sun Stud sort of winds up. But we're looking to take forward, you know, some people, and we've interviewed some. We'll bring some key Widden people down there just to make sure the Widden systems are implemented, and then we'll look to expand from there with, you know, some new staff and some of the existing Sun Stud staff.
Mm. Terrific, Anthony. Good luck with the move. Very exciting times for Widden Stud.
Thank you, Joe, and thank you, Warren.
That's Anthony Thompson there from Widden Stud. Of course, he's also, Warren, the chairman of OzHorse, the marketing arm for thoroughbreds in Australia. Much to discuss with him this morning, but, yeah, a memorable day for their lead stallion, Zoustar.
Yeah, terrific day for Zoustar, Joe. And I think a real positive for the Victorian breeding industry, having Widden bite the bullet and then, you know, take over the property that was Sun Stud, Eliza Park and Nakoni and Star Witness and others to then head to Victoria. We've got Anthony Mithen trying to get a stallions group together, Toronado doing terrific things for Swettenham Stud. So it helps strengthen, you know, a vibrant Victorian breeding industry.
Yeah, it certainly does. The iconic brand moving story, it can only be good for the industry. So it's an important part of Victorian racing and breeding's history coming up very soon with Widden's Mud moved down into Victoria.
From a pedigree point of view, Jo, some feature races right around Australia. Holmesman taking out the Australian Cup. Very emotional scenes there too with the loss of Michael Gadinski during the week. Great to see his son Matt on course to share with the Williams family and Anthony and Sam Friedman in the victory.
Yes, quite amazing, isn't it, how these things can happen on the racetrack. The Gadinski family, a nice tonic for them after losing Michael during the week. He's shared in the ownership of a number of these imports carrying those colours over the years, and they got an Australian Cup winner yesterday in Holmesman, who now advances his record to, seven wins and earnings of just over $3 million and continues the wonderful success that Anthony and Sam Friedman are having at the moment, as well as a training partnership. But Holmesman, a seven-year-old gelding by Warfront out of a red ransom mare, My Annette.
Group 1 winner for Contributor with John O'Shea taking out the Randwick Guineas, and no doubt John will be thrilled to get that Group 1 winner on the board now that he's back training away from that Godolphin umbrella, as he has been doing for a decent amount of time now.
Yeah, a breakthrough win for John O'Shea with that horse, Lions Roar, carrying the Champion Thoroughbred's colours. John's had a long and very successful association with Champion Thoroughbreds, headed by Jason Abrahams. They got this horse for a bit of a steal, didn't they, in hindsight? He was a $65,000 purchase out of the Wellfield Lodge draft at the 2019 Karaka Yearling Sales in New Zealand, and he's Lions Roar, the second winner from three to race out of what was a very good black Minaloosh mare, Minaleo.
And Savatiano getting her, finally getting a Group 1 in the Canterbury Stakes, and plenty to talk about with the two-year-olds, as you've touched on, Joe, with Star Witness and Zoostar featuring there as we head towards the Golden Slipper. We've got to wrap it up here for this week, but looking forward to chatting next week post the Coolmore Classic and then heading towards the Golden Slipper the week after.
Thanks very much, Warren. It's always a wonderful time of the year, isn't it?
It is, Joe. 25-9 on RSN 927. Time for a quick break. Ray Thomas to look back on a meeting at Randwick that had the Randwick Guineas, the Canterbury Stakes as the features after this break.